Here's Cartwright. The way to Cleary. Harawira Naira, he's busted through Corey. He's got Wonga Blake there. Blake sends it away to Dallin. Mateni's a Leslie and he'll score. He gets airborne, Dallin. Ball in one hand, but he plants it down.
Ball's down. Is he in?
One of those guys who would have been cheering from the sideline joins us right now. Trent Merrin, injured Panthers forward. Fantastic finish to the game last week, Trent. Your boys must have been cheering.
Oh, mate, it was an outstanding effort by the boys. We knew the Tigers were going to come out firing. They had their season. But they wanted to finish off strong. And we knew if we just weathered the storm for that first half, we'd come home strong, which we did.
And is that what it was, mate? Was it a weathering of the storm? Because they were always going to come out, obviously, very hard to your guys.
Yeah, it was. It was, like I said, they were going to come out very strong. Players like Tedesco and Woods, they were outstanding on the night. And you can't just go to sleep on a team like that. I think they proved what they did against the Titans the week before. And a few weeks ago, too, they've been pretty well. So, yeah, it was one of our goals, just to hang in there. We knew that if we just broke them down and stayed in that grind, that we'd eventually get on top of them.
I'll be the grumpy old man here. You blokes have won 5 in a row. You've won 90 of past 11. But I don't reckon the Panthers have put a full 80 minutes together. Some of the listeners have said back in, was it round 2? When you beat the Tigers, that might have been it. Trent, what do you think? Am I being too harsh?
No, I'm with you 100%. I think we've been our own worst team, to be honest, against each other. I think we haven't played a full 80 minutes, and that's the best thing about it. I think once we do string an 80-minute performance together, anything could happen. We'll grow some confidence from that. Yeah, I'm with you. It's been our challenge all year to play an 80-minute performance. And hopefully we get closer to it these next coming weeks.
See, even against the Tigers, and you can agree or disagree here, Trent, love to get your point of view. I just kept thinking, just roll that ball into that in-goal area and get a repeat set. Otherwise, Tedesco's a chance of going 80 metres and scoring and knocking you off. What is the game plan? What are the instructions? What is the thought process for Penrith when that on that fifth tackle? And I don't want to promote boring play, Trent. I just thought at the back end of the game, it was just smarter play.
Yeah, I just think, like I said, we're still learning as well. We've got some sound plays in key roles.
Yeah.
And we're still learning as it goes along. And as soon as we realise that once we keep possession in our hands and build pressure and stay in that grind as much as we can, we can open up teams and score more points, I think. But once we do realise that, we'll be playing the style of footy that we're playing. And it took us into the back end of that game to produce that.
See, my problem is that you're going to open up Melbourne. You're going to open up the Roosters. You're going to open up Cronulla. You know, you're going to open up Parramatta. Or what would Cameron Smith and Cooper Cronk do? Would they just keep rolling the ball in and building the pressure?
Yeah, exactly. There were two totally different style of teams, yeah, to be honest. Yeah, you're right. It's definitely going to be a massive challenge for us. But we've got full confidence in there that we can roll those teams definitely. And it's just about growing together and learning. I think we're starting to get the gist of it. It's something that we work on every day at training. And hopefully it does come sooner rather than later. But until then, we'll just keep learning from our mistakes.
Well, I think that's the process, isn't it? You have to learn and you got to get better each day at training. So when you get to the field and you have those moments that you don't revert back to type and do something wrong, you can grow from that, if you know what I mean.
I'm being overly harsh. You've won 5 in a row,
you know what I mean?
I'm just...
But maybe they can do it.
You know what I mean?
You can do it in a better way. You can do it in an easier way.
I reckon they can play better.
So what was it, 74th minute and they scored the try, which sealed the game the other day, but could it have been done early? Could you have blown the Tigers off the park earlier? No doubt about it. Must be impressed with the form of Nathan Cleary. He is just seems to be in a good place at the moment when he's on the park.
I love him. He's a great kid. I keep saying every interview I do about Nate, he's just one of those kids that eager to learn and eager to work hard. And he's got utmost respect for the players around him. And that's why he's the player he is. And he's only going to get better. He's been brought up really well with his parents at home. And, mate, he's a star of the future. But I don't want to pump his tyres up too much now. It's just about getting comfortable in his role now and taking control of the team. And he's got players like myself and Wall around him and Moyes are there to really make him feel at home in that spot and play some great footy.
Well, let's hope he gets Matt Moylan out there to help him out as well this weekend against the Cowboys. Trent, do you think Matt will play?
He's doing everything he possibly can. He's been in the gym every day, and the physio's been his best friend lately. So, he's ticking all the boxes. I think it comes down to the captain's run. I think they'll do the final test on him then, and the coaching staff will make the decision on Moyser.
What about, we ran on the news last night, Tamari Martin, you play these blokes this weekend. He might be throwing out a little bit of sledging to his old halves partner as well. Are you guys ready for him?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, he's a bit cheeky, old team Tamari, but mate, he's been playing some great footy under JT there. He's probably been learning a lot off him, so he's in a great team there, and it's going to be a big challenge for us. I'm sure he'll throw a few jabs here and there, but if we can just control their forward pack and do a great job on them, I think we'll keep him quiet.
And what about you? Mate, you've got a vested interest for this team to keep going through because you want to play as well. How's the rehab going?
Yeah, it's going great, to be honest. I'm looking at coming back next week. That's if I get everything right between here and there. So fingers crossed with that and back on the paddock against Canberra.
Mate, I guess for you guys come out against the Tamari Martin as well, but you got James Tamo against his old club in the Cowboys, and there's some big boppers there he's got to look after.
Yeah, there is. He's been going really well these last few weeks. Jimmy's really lifted the boys, and especially in the middle forward, he's been leading that role. So I think he'll have a point to prove against his old team, especially here at home. They got the job on us when we went there, so he'll remember that one, and hopefully he comes out fine.
Mate, you're pretty much involved in the RLPA. When do you think we might get some sort of resolution? What are you hearing?
Well, mate... honestly, I really hope it happens soon. I think the longer it goes, it's just not a good image for the game. So, it's totally in the NRL's hands. We've put forward a few things, and which aren't over the top. It is a difficult question to answer this one because it just keeps dragging out. So, on the player's perspective, we'd want it done as soon as possible, but it's in the NRL's hands there.
Good on you, Trent. Good luck with that recovery, and let's hope we see Matt Moylan back for the Penrith Panthers this weekend against the Cowboys. Thanks again, mate.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
Trent Merrin from the Penrith Panthers. I'm probably being a little harsh.
No. I understand where you're coming from. I love their attack, though. They're starting to move the ball, but it's about playing smart. In any game, it's about playing smart.